Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to episode 10 of Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up, in which our heroes find themselves on the wrong side of the law for the right reason. Previously.
Alright. You just anoint three of the swine men as Damo. Dracula licks his lips. And then you anoint the other seven as Steve's. Steve, who is now the spiritual advisor, becomes real nervous. He's like, I don't like the way your name can just change.
What happened to our black teenage daughter?
She became a scooter.
Where is she now?
Lost. Ape Joel, you search for a while, and it's not hard to find. One of the crustacean traps is quite full of lobsters. They all have a little face on them. It reminds you of the crabs from back in Dinosaur Park. The faces are sort of staring up, and they're all going, alright, 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 alright.
Cook them up.
Ahead of you, you can see this island. And in the center of the island, you see this bustling-looking city. The mayor, slams his big elephant feet together. He's like, oh, excellent. That's great news. Great news. Bring him in. Take a seat, fellas. Take a seat. The raptor's leaving. Here, four of you can take a seat. So, mammals from across the sea. Huh. I'll never. That's amazing. That's amazing. What you doing here in Dinosaur City?
Well, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah.
What do you know about a dinosaur man called Johnny?
In the mayor's office, the mammoth man stands up. He's like, I'm James, by the way. Call me Mammoth James.
All right, Mammoth James.
He extends
Joel,
a big elephant hoof.
This is Ape Joel.
I'm Ape Joel. Nice to meet you.
He stands up and he's like, you don't gotta lie to me. I don't need to know why you need a dinosaur.
All right, look, Mammoth James, I'll level with you. We're putting together a squad.
A suicide squad?
Yes.
Okay.
So pretty much, we need the worst of the worst you've got, preferably just one, if I'm being honest, to put together a team, because we work for the mammal government.
Okay.
On the mainland.
Preferably an intact dinosaur.
He's like, look, it's fellas. Fellas. He pushes a box of cigars forward and flips it open with his big hoof. He's like, you don't need to make excuses. I'll give you a dinosaur.
See?
Perfect.
But you gotta do something for me.
You're right.
I possess him.
What?
No, I don't.
Can you imagine? He's like, look, yeah, look, we got a bit of a utopia here. Yeah? Nice city.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? But there's always going to be a criminal element, like I said. So I just got a little request to the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you feel about, playing pretend, going undercover?
Yeah.
Right, I got this criminal, right? This gang leader thinks he can rule this city, under me. Thinks he's big shit, okay? But I know he ain't, and I need to take him out.
Yeah.
Now I know he's planning a robbery of sorts. Okay, don't ask me how, but I ain't got proof.
Uh huh.
Now you two mammals, you seem crafty. You made it all the way to the city, so I'm thinking maybe we chuck a recording device on you.
Yep.
You join his crew. I know he's recruiting for the heist. Send you in.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You get him for me?
Okay.
Do you want him dead or in jail?
Huh? Sorry, you have me at heist.
All I need is information. I need to know, that he's pulling off this bank heist. I need you to record the whole thing. Yep. That's all I'm after.
Quick, can we do the heist?
Well, I need you to record the heist, so yeah.
Yes. I'm so into. So you don't want him to like, just get straight. You don't want us to be like, are you going to record a do a heist? He's going to be yeah, and you're like, that's all the evidence I need. You need us to do the heist.
Yeah, I need you to do the heist. I need you to help us catch him.
Oh, one last heist. Right? Yes,
because if he ain't done the heist, we can't get him for nothing. If he ain't robbed the bank, we can't get him for nothing.
Robbed the bank. Yep, we're doing. Yes.
Okay, you seem keen, that's great. Now I'll give you whatever dinosaurs, however many fucking dinosaurs you need. Oh, you do this for me.
Oh,
hang on, let me just make one roll. Ape Joel. You believe this guy, 100%. He seems like he's on the level, seems like he needs this. But he seems real nervous at the same time. Seems like he's real keen to get this done. You're not sure why. Okay, so, James, he rolls out like a... Or maybe he brings out like a manila folder. He opens it up. He's like, all right, the fella's name is Big Mouth Bass. Okay? He's sort of like a gang leader, like I said. And he's putting together a crew. Okay. Word is he's looking for three types of people. He's got everyone else, but he needs one of these three. Okay? So if you got any skills in these areas, gee, that'd be great. Okay?
Please be European history.
He needs a safe cracker.
Uh-huh.
He needs a disguise man. And he needs a forger. Okay, that seem like any of you fellas?
Safecracker, forger, or disguise man? I'm a man dressed as an ape, Wink.
Is that a lie you're telling? Because I'm Ian.
Yes?
Oh, that's not... Oh, I dropped a dice like an idiot. I hate myself. No, I'm pretty sure you're just an ape. But nice try.
Well, I'm very good with computers.
Okay, what's a computer?
Never mind. Let's see, what am I good at? Lying, convincing. Oh, just lying, convincing that I'm real good at all this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm best at everything.
Oh, with all of them. Okay.
I'm the best safe crack you've ever seen. My God. Forging, yes. Disguising, I'm okay with, but not great. My God, I'm a...
Okay, well, you're going to need to pick one. Because you can't go in and say, I'll do all three. They're different jobs.
Yeah, I know. I'm safecracker.
Safecracker, okay. Yourself?
Disguise, man.
I thought we established you weren't super good at the... Oh, but I mean, I guess. what about your two friends there? I feel like if we send four people in at once, you know...
No, it's fine. These guys get back to the boat. You guys okay. Go? Yep.
Knockmat's like, oh, this is fucked. This whole place seems like it's like 1930s New York. That's ridiculous. How the fuck dinosaurs supposed to go from fucking... Like, how did this come to be? Nah, fuck it. I'm staying on the boat. This is fucking stupid. She just heads back in the elevator.
King's spiritual advisor?
He's like, if I cannot be here, I'm in.
Go to the boat and read
go
up
with
about...
Muckmouth.
Go to the Muckmouth and read up about... Read the Bible? What do we call it?
Read our five commandments to the final Steve.
Mm-hmm. Read our gospel.
Read our gospel. To Steve.
Study up on our gospel.
All of your crew head back to the boat. And it's just the two of you. Mammoth James is like, right, okay, so we'll get you boys, outfitted. Oh, you're looking all right, you know, and we'll send you down. He's in a little bar, a little speakeasy, you know, and he's in there, he's doing his recruiting. So you just got to go in, you got to say, hey, you know, I'm here for the job. I'm the best safecracker in the business, whatever you got to say.
Yeah.
Okay. You're taken downstairs by like one of the mayor's, you know, servants.
I'm trying to contain my excitement with Ape Job, being like, we get to do a heist. We get to a fucking heist.
I'm real tired.
Like, get to do a heist. Like in fucking, and like, you know, film knowledge, heists.
I know.
Ready? You're put in a undercover car, and you're
fingers crossed we're robbing a new monument and not an ancient one.
And you're driven down the streets to a kind of like the bad part of town. And they're dropped off a couple of blocks away and given instructions on where to head. It's a nice little speakeasy called the Dirty Rat.
It's a speakeasy.
It's like a little bar.
Okay.
Yeah. And you're dropped off and they're like, okay, you've been wired up. You both have on your chests. Hey, yours maybe, on your chest still. I mean, it's hard to hide, but it's fine.
He's got a tuxedo on.
I suppose you're right.
Yeah, otherwise just stick it to the back of my tie. What else?
Yeah, true. You got a recording device. They're quite large.
I'm also wearing a helmet.
Yes, you are. They're quite large. We're talking like 1930s technology. So these are strapped to your chest and take up about like...
an entire telephone box.
About like your stomach's size, or Zammit's stomach size, because you've got an ape's tummy.
Sure do.
Yeah, and you're outfitted properly and you're instructed on where to go.
Awesome. Let's go in there.
Right here. You head through the streets, and every time you pass a dinosaur, they kind of give you a funny look because, hey, humans, how strange.
Well, like, one human.
Human and an ape.
Like, start strutting like it's 1930s.
Good. All right, that helps somewhat. Eventually, you arrive at the entrance to the little speaky, to the Dirty Rat. It's there's a little sign out the front. You can hear the sound of people having a good time inside, and you head in.
Mm-hmm.
Right here. Mm-hmm. I'll get you to scan for...
let's kind of find some kind of big mouth bass.
Okay. Ape Joel. Yes. You see what you're pretty sure is big mouth bass.
Bass? Mm-hmm. Big mouth bass.
Big mouth bass doesn't look like any dinosaur you've ever seen, but you're sure it's just, it must be a kind of dinosaur.
Yep.
Imagine like this very wide mouthed, very spherical headed dinosaur, quite thin, wearing a white suit with like a little black tie. Mm-hmm. And he's sitting up the back. He's got some dinosaur ladies with him and he's chatting to somebody, chatting to another dinosaur. This is the fella that you've been, that's the description you've been given.
Yep.
What do?
I
just walk over to him.
Yeah.
But like, hey, you big mouth bass.
Big mouth bass holds up a long scaly finger and carries on talking to the person he's talking to.
I listen in.
Rightio. He's asking. He's like, so what are your credentials? The person he's talking to is like, I'm the best safe cracker in the business. Ain't nobody going to be better than me at this. Right? I'm the person you want to hire.
I like bullshit. I'm the best safe cracker.
The fellow like that he's talking to turns his long, long-necked head and is like, you the best safe cracker? I don't think so.
Mate, look at my hands. I have little delicate fingers and thumbs. What does this dickhead have?
He holds up his, like, two big claws and one little claw and is like, ah, rats. Big mouth bass is like, hey, you mooch, get out of here. This fella's got... hang on, that wasn't his voice. Hey, you mooch, get out of here. This fella's got little fingers. That's what we're looking for. Let's take a seat.
Thanks, man.
So, you a safe cracker, you say?
Yeah.
Right. Now, what are you doing here in this bar? You looking for me?
Oh, I heard someone might have a bit of a safe that needs some cracking. And, like, I'm not going to lie, but in the mammal territories, I'm known as the best safe cracker there ever was.
That's not true. So let's have a hot roll.
Second best safe cracker.
He doesn't believe best. Doesn't believe second.
Maybe
best.
Third. Look, there was a couple of heists, a couple of competitions, and look, I did get a bronze medal, I want to say.
It's like, look. The fact that you got thumbs, that's enough for me. Not like nobody here's got thumbs, okay? So that's pretty beneficial. How do you feel about doing, you kind of like glances at you, Ape Joel, and looks back, it's like, you know, something a little shady. No, you are on the level.
Mate, being a safe cracker, no. I mean, you're probably not used to shady activity.
Yeah, no, I mean, only to ever do like above the business safe cracker. Of course, mate.
You both have a laugh. That's, I like your sense of humor. Okay, well, I got this job that I'm pulling, right? Mm-hmm. We're robbing First National, right? One of the biggest banks in Dinosaur City.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, it's heavily fortified, and it's one hell of a safe, okay?
Yeah.
Right, it's one of the toughest safes to crack, I hear. It's got multiple locking mechanisms, you know, it's tough. But if you're up to the job,
yeah,
I'll take you on your thumbs alone.
Oh, no, I'm up for the job. That sounds like a good time.
Okay. He kind of like, almost to himself, he's like, now all I need is a disguised man and a forger.
Let me introduce you to my partner in crime.
Hello, I'm a disguise man.
You probably didn't see him because he was so good at being a disguise man.
This, I'm actually a man.
Like, are you going to keep trying to convince people of that? What do you got to help that lie?
Well, I've got plus one for the tie.
Okay.
Scary ape face.
Plus two for the scary ape face.
Okay. All right, he's like, is that for real?
Yes, it is. I am but a man dressed as an ape.
Even with your singing abilities. He's like, he kind of leans back, you know, rearranges his thigh, crosses his scaly long arms, and he's like, show me. Come on. You're such a good disguise, man.
All right. What's the place we look like? Where are we?
You're in like a tiny little speakeasy, so a little bar. You can see there's quite a few people sitting around small circular tables, drinking beer. There's a bartender there. Maybe he's doing little tricks with his with the glasses, with the alcohol. There's a kind of like music playing in the background. The whole place is a kind of smoky smell. The floor is a nice hardwood.
All right. I would say that this is a new monument, right?
Technically, sure.
And I've seen the film Now You See Me quite a lot of times.
Oh, boy. Yep, sure.
I do a sleight of hand to reveal my original human face.
Oh, fuck. I forgot sleight of hand was magic.
I'm going to tap my hands over my face twice.
Ta-da! So you're like, you put your hands over your face and the music's like, it stops. Everybody's eyes are on you. You slap down with your hands once, slap down with your hands twice to reveal an ape's face.
Got you good?
How good is that? Got to convince him. Am I lying?
You are lucky best he friend. Did so terribly. He's like, that's not what he looked like before. You sure? No, look at that.
Look at my human face.
What did he look like before?
An ape. Like a gross ape.
Look, I'll show you again. This time.
Yeah.
Clap my hands twice and try and reveal a magical sleight of hand actual gorilla face.
And then, like, up your scary.
Okay.
Oh, and up my ape face.
Okay. He's like, oh. How'd you manage that? That's incredible. Doesn't even have any equipment, just manages to make its face an ape's.
Got him.
Told you, best in the business.
All right, take a seat, boys. Come out the... don't take a seat. Come out the back with me, meet the rest of the crew.
All right.
Back to normal. Back to normal.
Oh, he's good.
He's good. You're both good. You got thumbs. Wipe. And you, like, magic.
Wipe a bit of sweat off my brow. It's not magic, I'm just really good at my job. It's magic.
Big Mouth Bass takes you into the back room of the speakeasy, and you see the other members of his crew. There are just a lot of other dinosaurs sort of standing around, a lot of other predatory dinosaurs. And he lays out in this small table, maybe he picks up some whiskey glasses, puts them out of the way, and he lays down across the table a plan of the bank and a kind of like plan of his the way he intends to perform the robbery. And he's like, okay, so you're the disguise guy, yeah?
Correct.
He gestures at Ape Joel.
Kind of want to put on a really shit 30s accent, like... Correct, yeah,
Doing that before?
No.
Nah.
It's fine, you can. Like, Big Mouth Bass is going
to
be like...
Wanting to, but I was trying, I don't know how to... Hey, well, like a Don Niro. Like,
hey, what are you doing? How are you doing? Come on down, all right? You're looking for trouble?
I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to put on a future
British.
Voice. Yeah, put on a future accent.
Welcome to the future.
My first future, like, I was like, what does the future sound like? And I'm just wad. Warrior, he's from the future.
That's the way.
Hi, I'm here from the future.
Hello, it is me, Ape Joel from the future.
That's pretty good. Actually, he'd be like, ape noises.
No, anyway, I guess talking ape is spooky enough as it is.
That's fair.
Hey, fellas, how's it going? Let's rob this bank.
He's like, so you're the disguise guy.
Sure am. I clap my hands together, doing the same thing I did before. But I don't actually do anything.
Okay, just to remind him.
Yep.
He's like, yeah, I remember. So what we want you to do is the back room. We can't get into that, you know. There's a lot of codes they have that we don't have. So we need you to disguise yourself as a rich dinosaur billionaire, right? We got the forger to get you the credentials, okay?
Is there any rich dinosaur billionaires in the area?
Not that you can see.
No, I mean, like, when we get closer to the heist. Or I'm not going to know until I get there, obviously.
What do you mean?
I mean, like...
To impersonate?
Yes, impersonate Jackson.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, You cannot tell the monetary value of a person just by looking. But there are lots of dinosaurs around.
All right, let's do this.
It's like, so you disguise yourself as this billionaire. You know, you walk in, you say, hey, here's my credentials. I got to put something, you know, in my safety deposit box, okay? They open up the back, okay, and that's that door done, that door open. At that point, okay, me and the boys and this safe cracker here, we come in, we wait outside, we burst in, you know, put our bodies on the floor, everybody kiss the ground, go to that back room that you opened, crack that safe with your skills and thumbs, and then we hightail it out of there. How does that sound to everybody?
It's beautiful. I'm looking forward to Dusha disguising himself as a rich dinosaur.
I'm an ape.
He's like, okay, so we're going to do this tomorrow morning, you know.
Tomorrow morning, yeah.
Least security very early on. Very early in the day, around 8 a.m., okay? That's the plan.
8 a.m., we can do that.
Excellent. Perfect. Okay. Would anybody like a whiskey, you know, to congratulate ourselves? Going to be a perfect heist.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. All right. He clicks his fingers and one of the other dinosaurs is like, yeah, all right, boss, and gets you all a little tumbler of whiskey.
I abstain as I stopped drinking 20 years ago when I killed myself.
Fair. Other than that, everybody just has quite a nice time in the back room. Is there anything you'd like to ask him? Big Mouth Bass is quite forthcoming with answers. He quite likes the both of you. You're something of a novelty in Dinosaur City, being human and ape. So you're, you know, almost like a bit of a celebrity. Or you can just chill until the morning.
Not sure what to ask him, really. Just maybe the establish, like, what is this whole town? What?
Well, it's Dinosaur City, isn't it? Yeah, you know, the dinosaurs, they come here from the mainland, you know, many years ago, develop a little society, starts as a little town, and then works its way up to look where we are now.
Because, like, you know, for me,
what were you doing before the cataclysm? I mean, like, I was a man.
Yeah, I was not born yet, you know.
Ah, how old are you?
About 20 years.
So, like, because, like, I know dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I knew much about... You know much about world history?
I know about the history of the city, but not about...
So you don't know about Dinosaur Park?
You haven't heard about that?
No. He shakes his head.
All right, no. So cool. From where from? Like, dinosaurs. Kind of four legs.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that so? Yeah, everybody here's got, you know, they stand on their legs, their hind legs, you know. Except, so...
20 years old.
We all are.
Advanced.
Excuse me? No, don't worry.
Look, it's fuck. It's
no, fine. That's good. No, that's right. You're all 20 years old. I was a man.
Do you know how weird, like, do you know much about, like, 1930s New York?
No,
like,
never West New York.
Like, so...
out of game.
Yeah.
Well, like...
In-game.
In-game, but out of game.
Yeah.
I'm speaking as Joel now, not Ape Joel.
Uh-huh.
Would anyone know who we were from Dinosaur Park?
Because
I feel like maybe. Oh, maybe would have been more like Philport.
Mm.
Those people, like humans.
Yeah. Humans might.
Yeah.
Humans might have remembered Dinosaur Park, and some humans might be like, ah, yes, I remember when the world's militaries got Jackson's technologies. I remember that unfortunate
year. That makes sense. But then, like, if all dinosaurs are 20 years old, which I'm sure is a thing that we may have to deal with. Oh, wait, no, that makes sense, because it's when the militaries were made. Never mind. We already knew that.
I like when you said that you like just looked away like... Actually, don't make a lick of sense.
Because I was like, I'm sure this is going to be a mystery. I'm going to have to deal with... Wait, no.
Solve already, that mystery.
Yeah, wait. We already heard about that. Yeah. Very start of this game.
Anyway, unless you've got any other questions, you spend the night drinking and cajoling. Maybe you play a game of cards.
I want to ask him, like, what came before this society? Just to kind of see if it kind of was like a... Each year was like an 1800s, 1810s, just to see, like, what was, like, the first settlement like?
I don't know, like a little town, I guess, like a little town of sorts. And then,
tell me about your childhood, Big Mouth Bass.
Slowly it grew, you know?
Really was, like, what was the fashion when you were, like, say,
a one? Basically. You know?
Yeah, so it's always
never
just
changed.
It's just always been this.
Yeah.
Huh. That's real strange.
I never thought of it, I guess.
Yeah, like it kind of replicates, like, would be 20, 100,
like 110 years ago.
Yeah.
110 years ago, this used to be a thing.
Yeah, well, in, like, for the mammals.
The thing, I guess, again, maybe, hey, cycles repeat, that's life.
Yeah, that's, I guess.
You're a clever dinosaur, big mouth ass.
He leans back in his chair, smokes a big cigar. I suppose I am.
Like a cut of your jib.
You retire to, there's like some bedrooms upstairs where you can kind of stay out and kip for the night before the big heist.
I might have taken some blankets out for
Oh yeah, your mates,
King Spiritual Advisor
Johnny Muckmouth and the Final Steve.
Yeah, because you're on the boat. Yeah, bad luck, fellas.
It's like, do you guys want to like get a hotel in the mainland?
Johnny's like, look, it's dangerous for me to be on the mainland. I'll stay in the boat.
Hey, Johnny, while we're here,
I'm assuming you've made it from the speakeasy down to the
docks. We were just like, hey, we got to go to our boat, and I'm sure Big Mouth is like, yeah, whatevs. That's cool.
I don't mind.
It's fine with me. You're not under arrest or anything. Whatevs. Johnny, why don't you want to get off the boat? Because no one seems to know who you are.
I've done some crimes here, you know, not big crimes, you know, but...
It's like, we're doing a crime right now, so like, the mayor's in on it.
Excuse me?
Oh, okay, so we're robbing a bank.
Do you just explain that?
To Big Mouth Bass.
Well, King Spiritual Advisor and the Final Steve don't know what a bank is. In fact, they're real scared by everything. This is real different to world on the mainland.
It's like Final Steve, sometimes you got to rob a bank.
You got Final Steve, King Spiritual Advisor, don't stress.
What's a bank?
It's where you keep all of your valuables.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh,
we'll be back.
What bones you really like?
A couple of bones. Roll them bones. Roll them bones. Yeah.
Can you get some bones for us when you do that?
Well, we'll try. We'll try real hard. What type of bones do you fellas like? I didn't realize. Like, I should have asked you. You're probably hungry boys.
We don't eat the bones. We just like them.
Oh, yeah.
Right, well, that makes sense.
Sorry for being insensitive towards your swine man culture.
Muckmouth's like, so, what are you fucking robbing a bank for?
Look, Muckmouth.
Because I sort of fucking thought we were coming here to get a fucking dinosaur. And don't listen. Maybe fucking call me crazy, but there's fucking tons of them. Everywhere I fucking look.
Muckmouth.
You fellas have decided, well, I'll fucking rob a bank, I guess. That seems like the fucking perfect way to get a fucking dinosaur.
Is there any dinosaurs around right now?
Well, it's pretty late at night. The dock's pretty empty.
Pretty empty or empty?
Well, there are boats around. There's probably some dinosaurs on them.
Like, we could just kidnap
them. I mean, do we just fuck this good stuff up?
Just kidnap a dinosaur and go.
Let's become a dinosaur. Keep Ape Joel on the boat as a fucking cooked fella. And then... Oh, man.
Imagine how amazed Big Mouth Bass would be if you came back and you're like, that's why I'm the best.
No, I'm not going to fucking do that.
Oh, wait. Although, that's not a bad idea.
No, I was going to say I could go back as Johnny, but that won't work. Because Johnny doesn't want to... I'll die. Johnny will get killed.
Yeah. Let's just like, hey, nah, fuck it. Psychic. All right. New plan. Look, Muckmouth, I understand.
Well, look, but... okay, first of all, Muckmouth, what's happening here is we spoke to the mayor.
Yeah.
Mammoth boy.
Don't worry about him. Pretty much what has happened is we have to rob a bank. If we rob a bank, he's going to give us a criminal.
As many dinosaurs as we want.
To take to the grid. To get into Battle Zone 66.
All right. Fucking whatever it takes.
Look, instead of going from A to B, we're going from A to C, then to B.
To D.
Oh,
to B.
Shit. Muckmouth, where do we put that Nan?
Muckmouth just shakes her fucking head.
Do we love to...
Where the fuck did you put that Nan, you stupid fucking cunt?
Was she there with Dracula?
You probably left the Nan in Filth Port.
All right.
With Dracula and Styx and Schmitty.
Just for safekeeping.
Yeah.
Put a Nan there.
Mm.
I keep thinking Dracula is a nickname for some reason. Even like I'm like, yeah, Dracula. But they're like, no. Actual Dracula.
All right. Look, yes, we could just kidnap a dinosaur. In fact, I got a good idea. Ape Joel.
Yep.
Do you want to like psychically link with like a real rich dinosaur?
Yep.
And then we can just be like, that's a dinosaur. Oh, wait.
No, see, my issue is like...
The recording, eh? But I've got a recording one.
Yeah. And also, I was like trying to suss it out before because we never really established how this cosmic link works. Just between you and me, also, Joel.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time, including the fateful day 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I have to see it.
Yeah, you do have
to see
it.
That's fine. We could just go over to some like.
There's like some houseboats.
House, whatever. Richie people and just be like boop, boop, boop.
Some nice yachts. Yachts probably have some rich people on them.
And then you'll.
I mean, like, there is another way we could do that.
Yeah.
We could just stay on the boat.
Yeah.
Psychically link with one.
Yeah.
Walk myself onto our boat.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Then we got a dinosaur.
Yeah, he's not wrong. It'd work.
I mean, like that's...
Yeah, right.
Because, honestly...
I'm not going to lie. I did want to do a heist.
Oh, yeah. I'll be taking that away from you.
It's fine. Like, I just... You do know how much I love the movie Heat.
Do you love how much I love half doing quests in D&D?
That's the plan?
So what's the plan? Look, Ape Joel, look.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
Look, I've been looking at this bag of pills and thinking, shit, that would be easy.
Mm-hmm.
But I know how much you, before the Cataclysm, loved the film Heat.
No, I did. I do love any and all heist films.
And look, I've been an ape for 20 years.
What's a little longer?
What's a little bank heist?
Yes.
So based solely on Joel Zammett's love of the film Heat, you return to the speakeasy.
What was the point of going to the boat? Oh, yeah, to give them
blankets.
The fellas blankets and fill them in what was going on.
Yeah.
They take blankets and just chill.
But yeah, did you want to cycle link with a rich dinosaur for that?
Just swap around? Or just when you get there, just roll to hope that you can convince them you resemble a rich dinosaur.
Look at this suit. I'm not a fucking mammal. That's disgusting.
Yeah, I reckon.
Oh, wait. Okay, no. Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Psychic link with a dinosaur?
No.
All right, then.
We're doing this heist the old-fashioned way.
Makeup and paper mache.
No. Walking in and bloody talking our way through it.
You head back to the speakeasy and get up. Maybe 4 hours restless sleep. When you wake up to...
I sleep like an angel.
Yeah, like restless, mate.
Exactly.
I sleep for like
well
babes.
Rested. Calm sleep. Your dream's nothing but pleasant.
Damn right.
That is dream of like maybe the jungle.
I was imagining you guys riding like a moped through a field. Together again.
I miss our teenage daughter.
I just dream of heists.
I dream of driving
mopeds across the top of trees in a jungle.
Yeah.
Clearly mixing together
to the
both of my
terrible halves of your brain. you're woken in the morning.
Good morning also, Joel.
Good morning.
By Big Mouth Bass, who's like, all right, you boys got to get up.
Good morning also, Big Mouth Bass.
All right, the van's downstairs. I'll meet you in there, okay? Give you a couple seconds to get ready. You got any costume or anything like that?
Yeah, put on my leather tie.
Right, okay. Big Mouth Bass seems like, is this going to work? Has he made a terrible mistake? But he leaves you together in the room to prepare and goes downstairs to the van.
All right, I'm going to fill you in on this plan.
Yes.
Because that would be nice.
Because, like, look, I'm
this
thinking...
Window, okay, look.
Yeah?
There's windows at the front of the bank.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an ape. Mm-hmm. No one knows how apes act. I'm going through the window at the tower.
Yeah.
I'm going to wig out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to collapse.
Yeah. No, wait.
Just put a sheet over me. I'm going to become the tower. I'm just going to walk over and open the fucking door myself.
Like, how about instead?
Mm-hmm. Look, my plan's pretty good.
It is, but we just go to the van
and
you look out the front window at the tower and then you just do that.
Yeah, okay, that works
then
too.
You get rid of the sheet.
You don't need to put me in
the
sheet.
We don't need a sheet.
Yeah.
And like, let's just tell probably Big Mouth Bass that we've got a better idea.
Okay.
We don't need the forger, in fact. Probably ice that forger.
He's going to kill the forger.
It's a bank heist. Ape Joel, and what makes a good heist is betrayal. And one, I want to kill someone on my team. Let me live out a heist.
We've become bad people.
Rightio. Well, you know that the other members of the heist are probably in the rooms next to yours.
Yep.
You going in another room?
Just killing a guy?
Just kill the heist, like in the forger? Yeah.
No, wait until we get in the. If you want to do it like a heist, if you don't do it before the
heist. Right, I'm a little bit antsy.
I mean, like. We killed a lot of swine men before. And
but they're swine men.
Yeah, and like that's kind of like murdering animals, but like wild boars. Yeah. And you're like...
Okay, how about this? It's compromise.
Yep. Okay.
Can we just go next door to learn a little bit about the forge's life?
So then it's a hard choice later on?
Yeah, but like it'll be easy, but like hard choice thematically.
Look, we've been bad blokes for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we started a religion that's based on being good blokes.
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel a little bit like... We might be going to our own hell.
Because, like, being a good bloke is we're finding the story about the forger.
You followed the tenets. Just remember the tenets. In Death Roll Daryl, never trust a Jackson. Dead Jacksons aren't Daryl. Be a good bloke. All Damos are food for Dracula. In Undeath, you become un-Daryl. So...
Number four.
As long as you follow those tenets that you've set up, you know, you can't...
This is the scripture of Splinterhoof.
Yep. Yep.
A religion that no one was there for the founding of except us now.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, no one even knows where your splinters are from at this point.
No. And that's pretty good. That's the mythology.
That's like that bloke that was like, it's a book from a God, but only I can read. Jesus was American. I just realized what I was talking about.
I have no idea.
Mormon Jim.
That's it.
Yeah.
So look, let's just go next door, find out a little bit like the backstory.
He's gonna say he has kids.
I know.
And then you're gonna kill him.
How
and
good
then
is
I'm
that gonna
unhappy.
Be? He's gonna be like, he's gonna be his last high. So he's
have you ever
life.
Seen an unhappy ape? Sometimes I cry. It's not good.
That's all right. Also, that's all right. Ape Joel.
Look.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be having this. Let's. Just
I go next door.
He's gone.
They
are all in the van.
Damn it.
Idiots.
Yeah.
I wish Muckmouth was here to admonish you two.
I'm just
spending so long debating when like. Everyone's getting ready. When you get down to the van, Big Mouth Bass is like, what the fuck took you boys so long?
Just... Ice Big Mouth! No, I'm kidding. We don't ice anymore.
Everyone remains uniced.
I'm just like, all right. Hey, Forger.
Yeah, he's a driver, large, scaly...
Tell me about your life.
What kind of a life is the Forger led? Find out next time on Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at FeddlersPress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to FeddlersPress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.